And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 9th of January, 2016. It's the birthday of the author, playwright Brian Friel, born in County Tyrone, Northern Ireland, 1929, author of Dancing at Lunasa, produced in 1990, many other plays as well. He was a math teacher when he began writing radio plays for the BBC, wrote some short stories for The New Yorker, wrote a few plays staged in Dublin, and then he came to Minneapolis and he spent 6 months observing rehearsals at the Guthrie Theater, which he said gave him courage and daring to attempt things. And a year later, his play Philadelphia, Here I Come opened to great reviews on both sides of the Atlantic. Brian Friel, who said, "I want a director to call rehearsals, to make sure the actors are there on time, and to get them to speak their lines clearly and distinctly. I've no interest whatever in his concept or interpretation." Brian Friel, who died just last October at his home in County Donegal at the age of 86. It's the birthday of Simone de Beauvoir, born in Paris, 1908, went to the Sorbonne where she met Jean-Paul Sartre. They fell in love, but instead of getting married, they decided to form a partnership. They would each be free to have affairs with other people, but they would tell each other everything. And that basic arrangement lasted for the rest of their lives. They didn't even live together, Sartre and Beauvoir. They met every evening in a cafe, and they showed each other what they were working on. They each edited the other's work, and they gave each other ideas. He gave her the idea for her book, The Second Sex, in which she wrote, "One is not born a woman, one becomes one." One of the first books to argue that the difference between the sexes was the result of culture and not nature. She wrote about her relationship with Sartre in her memoir, The Prime of Life. And it's the birthday of the adventure writer Richard Halliburton, born in Brownsville, Tennessee, 1900. His first big popular book was The Royal Road to Romance, 1925, which he described how he went down the Nile and went to India, Thailand, climbed Mount Fuji. Wrote another book about flying around the world called The Flying Carpet, and then died in 1939 trying to sail a Chinese junk from Hong Kong to San Francisco. Got caught in a typhoon in the middle of the Pacific. He sent out a couple of messages, "Wish you were here instead of me," and "Heavy rain squalls, high sea, lee rail, underwater," and was never heard from again, presumed dead at the age of 39. Here's a poem for today by Gary Snyder, by Fraser Creek Falls. Standing up on lifted, folded rock, looking out and down, the creek falls to a far valley, hills beyond that, facing half-forested, dry, clear sky, strong wind in the stiff, glittering needle clusters of the pine, their brown, round trunk bodies straight, still, rustling, trembling limbs and twigs. Listen, this living, flowing land is all there is forever. We are it. It sings through us. We could live on this earth without clothes or tools. A poem by Gary Snyder, by Fraser Creek Falls, from his collection No Nature, published by Pantheon Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.